traditional, sophisticated, elitist, the Altmer of the Somerset Isles. Of the various elven races on Tamriel, from the Bosmer to the Dunmer, there is one race that is the most devoted to retaining the traits of the original elves. Altmer, meaning High Elves, have spent century after century taking efforts to style themselves as the ones closest to the elven ancestors, and therefore a purer and greater race than the other elves and lesser species of the continent. Because of this, they've earned themselves a general disdain from the other peoples of Tamriel, but that hasn't stopped them from becoming one of the most powerful civilizations. In this video, we'll go over their early years on the Somerset Isles, and their influence on the political landscape of Tamriel. To begin with, we'll have to look back to the Aldmer, the original elves living on the planet Nirn. After the mythical and tumultuous events of the Dawn Era, the Aldmer, meaning Elder Folk, were the sole race of elves on the planet, existing at the same time as the ancestors of the Beast Folk and humans. The Aldmer were eventually forced to leave their homeland of Aldmeris, settling on the coasts of southwestern Tamriel, primarily on the Somerset Isles. Whether or not Aldmeris was an actual continent is irrelevant for the sake of this video. The Somerset Isles is a region near Valenwood, consisting of three separate land masses, although most maps only show two. The third island is the smallest, and is the home of the mysterious Sijic Order, who retained a belief in the old ways of Aldmer thinking, and possess immense amounts of power and knowledge. The Order has disappeared a number of times throughout the eras, along with the island they reside on. The Aldmer flourished on the Somerset Isles, bringing with them advanced knowledge and technology compared to the native creatures on Tamriel. As various groups of Aldmer began to leave Somerset Isle to settle in other parts of the continent, those that remained behind eventually became known as the Altmer. It's unknown exactly when this transition took place between races, but the Altmer were those that were devoted to upholding the traditions and bloodlines of the original Aldmer. Due to this, the Altmer have retained the closest appearance to the original Aldmer, as well as their strong connections to magic. Altmer society was largely ruled by a class system, with the wisest at the top, and enslaved beasts such as goblins at the bottom. Being a pure-blooded Altmer was seen as extremely beneficial, and any mingling with other races was highly frowned upon. According to Imperial literature, Altmer kill 9 out of 10 newborns due to genetic impurities, but this claim is dubious due to the source. For a number of years, the other elves across Tamriel continued to recognize the Altmer king as their ruler, but by the First Era, the different groups had separated enough to form their own civilizations. The Altmer's home on the Somerset Isles isolated them from most of the politics and struggles of the mainland, but this also meant they were alone in their confrontations with other threats. In an effort to combat mutual threats as well as force elven rule over Tamriel, the Altmer joined forces with the Bosmer of Valenwood and the Khajiit of elsewhere, in a union known as the Aldmeri Dominion. There were two Aldmeri Dominions during the Second Era, with the first dissolving due to constant warring, and the second eventually falling to Tiber Septim's conquests. The surrender to the Septim dynasty was deeply shameful for the Altmer, and would continue to have ramifications for their society for years to come, despite the overall lack of imperial presence on the Isles. It seems that the most imposing aspect of imperial rule on the Isles was tariffs on goods. Following the Oblivion Crisis across Tamriel that left the Imperial Empire in a weakened position, a third Aldmeri Dominion formed to begin a war with the Empire once again. After the Empire had taken control of the Isles, years went by with young Altmer beginning to grow more accepting of other races. To counter this, the Thalmor, a governmental body originally formed during the Second Dominion, pushed the agenda of Altmer supremacy and began the war. Although there were heavy casualties on both sides, the Empire ended up signing a treaty with the Dominion, ending the war. Large portions of southern Hammerfell were given to the Dominion, forcing the Red Guards to continue to fight the Dominion until they formed their own treaty. Additionally, the treaty outlawed the worship of Talos, the ascended form of Tiber Septim to godhood. Although Talos was considered a hero of mankind and one of their principal gods, this belief was heresy to the Altmer. Although the Dominion experienced heavy casualties in their war with the Red Guards of Hammerfell, the Thalmor proceeded to establish themselves in Skyrim during the Fourth Era to enforce the Talos ban. The native Nords of the region had grown tired of Imperial rule, and many refused to agree to the ban on Talos worship from the Imperial Treaty. The Empire at first allowed the Nords to continue worshipping Talos in order to avoid another conflict, but the Thalmor's presence forced them into a civil war for rule of Skyrim. The eventual outcome of the civil war remains to be seen, but the Thalmor are not likely to be content until the Altmer rule Tamriel. The Altmer occupy an interesting space within the Elder Scrolls franchise, as they are technically the oldest living civilization, but are also one of the most hated amongst the other denizens. Their traits of selective marriage and breeding, along with the general mindset of elven supremacy, has often made them akin to villains in the eyes of most humans, particularly the Thalmor. With the Thalmor potentially in a tumultuous position in Tamriel, and the young Altmer developing a different perspective, perhaps the future could be entirely different for the High Elves.